This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's a great picture with Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam mid-conversation with our next guest. You hear him every week on this program of the MMQB. The great Albert Breer joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Albert, welcome back to the show, bud.
How are you guys doing? That thing's gotten way more mileage. I don't know how it got out there, but it's definitely out there now. So we're assuming
that they just told you their entire plans for 2026. Is that correct?
Right. Or I was just introducing them to my wife, Emily, and my kids, Drew and Steve. And I can report that they were very gracious and very, very nice to my kids. So it was a good interaction. We were just kind of saying hello and catching up. Always good to see those guys.
I mean, that sounds good. We kind of wanted a little bit more juice than that, Albert.
Yeah, we were
being
hoping
honest.
Like they're really big on Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, I also may have had like a few drinks in the parking lot before that. So, that's another interesting part of the whole experience. This is my first game with my kids there. So, I think part of them, part of their thought process during the day was like, I don't know why my dad finds it so appealing to stand around in a parking lot with his friends, but yeah.
You have enough Capri Suns, they'll get it.
Yeah, they'll learn one day. Yeah. Parking lot with friends is about as good as life gets, Albert.
Yeah.
For sure. It was a great week. And I'll say this, like the atmosphere in the stadium is off the charts. Like that third and fourth down at the end of the game, I don't know if I've ever been in there when it was louder. It was unbelievable.
Albert, there's been a lot made of Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski being at this game, and then the Browns cavalry going down to LSU and Clemson with two quarterbacks who are very likely to be top 10, top 15, top 20 picks in 2026. The Browns conveniently having two picks. I looked at it as just like, well, the Browns have two first rounders next year. Of course, they're going to be more involved in the scouting process this year, this early. A lot of people took it just to mean the quarterback position. Is any of that a reach at this point?
Yeah, I don't think it's quarterback specific. I think maybe like the involvement of the owner would be like, that's the one thing I would say is like, sometimes when the owner goes on trips, it could signify that. I mean, it also, like, for some owners is just an opportunity to get around their scouts, and you know, it can be a good trip just as far as, you know, bonding with your football people. And look, like, they weren't the only ones. I mean, there are a lot of GMs that will go out on the road that specific weekend for a couple reasons. First of all, their season hasn't started, right? So they have a little more flexibility to do it. Since the cut down isn't that weekend anymore, there is not the amount of work for them to do at home than there used to be. And the players are mandated to be off, right? Like, there's rules in place. I think it's, you got to give them something like 4 or 5 days off in that window. So you can't even work with the players if you had any choice to, you know? So, like, I know a lot of teams that were out there. In fact, like, the Giants, the Bills, the Packers, like, There were a lot of teams that were out there over the weekend, and like a lot of guys, like I would say, using their owners' private jets to get from one place to the other efficiently. And I think that was a pretty popular trip on Saturday among NFL teams to be in Columbus there at noon and then hop on the private jet and go down to Clemson to see Clemson LSU, because obviously those four teams are all going to have a lot of guys that are going to get picked early next year.
So what'd you make of Arch Manning? Should we have expected it to look as rough as it did, and were we just all blind to that?
Yeah, I think it's a little unfair to the kid too. Don't you guys? I mean, I've said this like a bunch of different places today, and I really feel strongly about this. Like, there's nothing he could have done in those two starts last year that should have made anybody like project him to be the first overall pick. Now, he may wind up being that, you know, we'll see. But this rush to be early on that stuff is a little ridiculous. I mean, teams I've talked to, like the baseline number of starts that you'd like to have for a college quarterback, and this is the baseline, is 25, right? And the reason that number is what it is because the quarterback needs to build up a library of things that he's seen, different defenses that he's seen, different adjustments he's had to run, all that different stuff, right? And then, you know, like you have a variety of opponents. So now the scouts have a chance to see you against different looks and different types of teams. Those teams now have the chance to adjust to you, right? Like, so once you put five or six games on tape, now they've got some tendencies on you. So now, like, they're going to attack you a little bit differently, and they're going to force you to play to some of your weaknesses, which is going to show another level of your game. So there's all this stuff that you've got to gather as an NFL team on a quarterback that can only be done if a guy starts a lot of games, right? Like, and you have that body of work. And that didn't exist on Arch, you know? So, I mean, what do you play? UTSA and Mississippi State, which was last in the SEC last year, right? Like, those are the only two full games we saw from Arch Manning. I believe he had not thrown a pass outside of Austin, Texas, a college pass outside
That's right.
of Austin, Texas,
yeah. mm-hmm.
until Saturday, right? So, like, I think this level of expectation was a little insane. I think a lot of the people that were building him up are the same ones that are tearing him down now, because that's the game we play with all of them. And I think, like, you can, like, see a lot of good in the kid by seeing how he handled that, right? Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Yahoo story on him, that ran like a few weeks ago, but it was an interesting quote, like, in there. Like, so Michael Taft, who's one of their leaders, he's a safety on the Texas team, close friends with Arch, so that Arch said to him, "I can't wait until I throw a pick, and everybody who says I'm the best player is going to say I'm the worst player," right? And there's a self-awareness to that that I think was, like, really cool, you know. And then I think even in the game, like, I don't know, I felt like he showed some resiliency. Like, there were a lot of spots where he probably didn't know what the hell he was looking at, because they did a really good job, Ohio State did, of disguising. But he kind of rolled with the punches and made a couple high-level throws at the end of the game, the one for the touchdown, the one down the sideline to the tight end on the last drive. Like, it wasn't perfect. Even the last throw, I don't know, he's getting whipped around by a defensive lineman, and he finds a way to get that ball out and at least give his tight end a chance, you know. Now, unfortunately, his tight end had Caleb Downs tackling him, you know. But otherwise, like, if that had been another player, maybe the kid fights and gets the first down and we're talking about this differently. So, I think the situation Arch was in, like, there's probably a handful of first round picks in Ohio State's defense. You had a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, there and absolutely zero tape on what Matt Patricia was going to do at the college level. I actually think Arch showed some resilience. It wasn't great. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he was awesome. But, you know, I do think it's indicative of the process that all these guys got to go through so they can be prepared for the pros, and so the pros can get a proper read on who they are as players.
Albert, for a lot of reasons, I think there's a segment of fans that took Haslam and Barry and Stefanski, and even not just them being there on Saturday and then being at Death Valley as well, but also, like, the comments about, you know, obviously needing to find that franchise quarterback. Some have taken that to mean that the Browns are already planning for 2026, maybe at the expense of 2025. I'm just curious how we kind of thread those two lines of there isn't an obvious franchise quarterback in the building in 2025 and the need to get one in 2026 where you still have to let this season play out.
Well, let me start here. Like, I do think, like, that, like, I've said this to you guys a few times, like, for Kevin Stefanski and his staff to maintain to maintain the trust of the locker room, they're going to have to give those guys the best shot to win week to week, right? Like, you can't wave the white flag on a season and expect to hold on to the locker room. So, you know, I think on a week-to-week basis, they're going out and trying to win games. But, yeah, there's a planning element to it. And look, like, how often does a third-round pick or a fifth-round pick become your franchise quarterback? I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory looking at the depth chart when you see a 40-year-old as a starter, and then you see two rookies that were drafted outside of, what, the top 80 picks, whatever that number is, you know, like, that are on the roster. Like, I there's just chances are they're going to be looking for a quarterback in the first round of the draft in April. It's just all you have to do is look at it logistically. And so, of course, they need to be out there. They need to be looking at all the different quarterbacks. They need to be doing all of their homework. And the live exposure part of it is a really important piece of it. So I would say they'd be more worthy of criticism if they weren't doing all of this right now. You know, it's a really important thing. And if you go back and you look, like, right, like, I can remember writing stories about the Bills process with Josh Allen and the Chiefs process with Patrick Mahomes. And you go back and you kind of, like, pull the curtain back on what all those teams did, like, going back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Years before drafting those kids, it's astounding the amount of work that goes into it. And that's what it takes to get it right at that position. You know, I can think of, like, so there's this one thing with Mahomes, right, where, you know, Chris Ballard was working for the Chiefs at the time. And he was at Texas Tech on a Saturday night. And this would have been in 2015. And it was like, and anybody knows who Lubbock, it's like, it can be freezing cold there with bad winds, all that stuff. It's West Texas, right? And Ballard was there to scout a bunch of players not named Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is a true freshman. And he watched Mahomes throw the ball, and the ball cut through the wind. And, like, the way it looked on, like, a night when, like, people, when most quarterbacks wouldn't be able to operate. And that was, like, the first time where it was, like, it got run up the flagpole that this is something maybe we want to keep an eye on. So it's that deep, like, stuff like that. And, you know, I think the Browns going out and looking at Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik and whoever else this weekend, I think it's just them doing the work that needs to be done when it comes to trying to get it right at that position.
Yeah, and then as the season moves on, is it kind of like going to be like what we heard with, like, Joe Shane with Colorado, where he was basically living there for a stretch? Is it going to be something like that where we find out after the fact how involved they are?
Yeah, but I mean, Joe wasn't just at Colorado. Joe did a lot of stuff. I mean, I did a story on this in the spring. Mm-hmm. I love digging into that stuff. But Joe was all over the place. You know, Joe was in Oxford, Mississippi. Joe was in Miami. Like, Joe did all the work on all the quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think it's definitely possible that you'll hear about some of that when it comes to, you know, not only like Andrew Berry, but also his like top lieutenants, Glenn Cook, Cat Hickman, like the people that are going to be involved in the decision making process to get eyes on the kids. You know, I don't know. I mean, this is like the most. If they do wind up taking a quarterback in the first round, that's like the most important decision a general manager can make is who to pick with whatever resources you have to get one in the draft. So. I mean, it doesn't mean Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders couldn't make it. It just means you're preparing yourself for the likelihood that you will be, you know, drafting one next April. That's all.
Albert Breer of the MMQB on the Fan Hotline. The Micah Parsons trade sent shockwaves throughout the NFL. I know we were pretty surprised because it just plenty of guys have had contract kerfuffles. Plenty of guys have demanded trades, and most of them, if not all of them, have ended up back with their original team on a new contract. Do you think that Micah Parsons trade could that actually lead and maybe change the NFL in this kind of very modern stance of it doesn't matter, we have all the power? Or do you see this as more of a one-off?
I mean, I think there's an element of like what you're talking about, which is like, you know, I use the term control over workforce. Like, that definitely exists with owners, and Jerry's been a real hawk when it comes to that stuff, you know? So I wouldn't poo-poo what you're saying. I think that this was like a little bit of a unique situation, just in that, I'd say the way the Cowboys do business, there are some questions you can ask about it, like, and the way they did it the last few years with some players, and it feels like it finally blew up in their face a little bit. That said, I actually think like the Cowboys were thinking big picture with some of this stuff and trying to lean into what Brian Schottenheimer's trying to build there, which he's used the term the greatest culture in America in professional sports. And that's hyperbole probably to some degree, but if you're looking to build that, like, you know, Micah has been an issue in the locker room the last couple of years. So like they tried to sign Micah, but like the decision was made a while ago, like that, if we are going to trade Micah, then maybe part of it needs to be leaning into it and like leaning into what Shotty's been trying to establish here. And sure enough, like the player that they wind up asking for when they're talking to Green Bay is a guy who fits that to a T in Kenny Clark. So I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a huge risk walking away from a player like that. There were reasons why the Cowboys wound up being open to it. And, you know, now, like, we'll see how it goes. Like, I think Micah's going to a place that's going to understand how to use him, and it's probably going to get the most out of him. So, like, there's a chance early on that it's going to look really bad for the Cowboys. But I think for them, this is more of a sort of a long-term play. And, you know, how does Kenny Clark look now? How do the first-round picks that come in look later? And, you know, and then how does the culture that Brian Schottenheimer's trying to build wind up serving them as a team? Because that's obviously a team that's had talent over the years, but the locker room has always been like a little bit different, a little bit sideways. So, you know, I think there's some self-reflection here from a team that hasn't been to a conference title game in almost 30 years, which by the way is the second longest or third longest streak in the league behind only the Dolphins and your Cleveland Browns. And even including the Browns is debatable because when the streak started, it was actually the old Browns that were in the league.
Albert, I want to tap into how you know like the inner workings of the NFL and how things operate. Rashee Rice gets his 6-game suspension, and then I think a lot of people instinct they just kind of thought that the Isaiah Bond and the Judkins news was going to be a day after, 2 days after, because usually when you get one resolution, then it seems like the other guys are somewhere close around there. Is that typically how it goes? Is it just nowhere close to right?
Well, that can be the case. I mean, sometimes you'll see those things bunched up on like holiday weekends. You know what I mean? Like, so they try to dump them so they don't get a lot of attention. So that definitely exists. You know, I think in this case, like with Rashee Rice, the reason you didn't get, you know, conclusions for those situations is mostly because like Rashee Rice wasn't pushing something out at a certain time. It was more they had negotiated a settlement, and like when they, you know, came to the resolution that it's going to be six games, there was going to be no appeal. And so really there was no reason to wait on it. At least the league didn't feel that way. And so, you know, like they make the announcement of six games and then everybody can move on. So, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't think that in this case it had anything to do. I don't think in this case it had anything to do with trying to package anything together. I think it was just the lawyers came to an agreement and everybody decided it was best just to rip the Band-Aid off and make the announcement.
Albert, we got about 30 seconds here. If Quinshon does sign at some point early in this week, is it too ambitious to suggest he could be on the field on Sunday?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it feels like it would be. Yeah, it feels like that'd be a little much. He was around in the spring, so he has some baseline for the offense, but I would think he'd probably want to give him a little bit longer to ramp him up. If for nothing else, then he needs to get in football shape. You know what I mean? Like, and whatever he's been doing over the last, you know, month and a half, it doesn't necessarily replace going and getting knocked around and getting your body ready to play football.
Albert, great stuff, buddy. Really appreciate you. And again, we'll the nuclear codes from the Browns, we'd like those maybe next week if you can put those in. No, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Albert Breer there on the fan hotline of the MMQB. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns and the path forward in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.